Praise be Jesus and Mary. When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they knew he was speaking about them. Our Lord's parable in today's gospel is really a summary of the history of salvation. And the images and the symbols that he used would have been very, very clear to the chief priests and the Pharisees, because our Lord draws from one of the most beautiful allegories in the Old Testament, the so-called song, the Song of the Vineyard, in which the prophet Isaiah prophesies how Israel will show ingratitude to God's favors. So they would have been very, very familiar with this. And indeed, our Lord shows the patience of God, you know, by citing this passage. He sends servant after servant after servant, the prophets, until he finally sends his son, which they reject. And you know, God really never changes. He continues to spare no effort in cultivating before the and embellishing his vineyard before, and he spares no effort now in cultivating and embellishing our souls. He sends grace after grace after grace, so as to conform us to the image of his Son, and so to participate in the divine life. So fidelity to grace is really the heart of the spiritual life, being faithful to the graces that God sends us. Now, how do we know we are being faithful to grace? Well, one good sign is if we are sanctifying the present moment. The past is gone, the future is yet to come. We really only have the present moment. And in the present moment, grace acts. So if we are dwelling too much on the past, looking and dwelling towards too much on the future, to the point that we don't live the present moment well, that's not a very good sign. We want to live in the present moment, in the presence of God, in the presence of the Blessed Mother. So fidelity to grace and sanctifying the present moment. We leave the past to the mercy of God. We leave the future to his divine providence, and we want to live the present moment in his grace. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Miserere,